Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings podcast with Ken Smyers and Eric Stromquist. Control Talk Now, your source for control news you can use. And now, here is Eric.
Hi, this is Eric Stromquist. Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings podcast for the week ending October 5th, 2014. I am joined, as usual, by the man, the myth, the legend, probably soon to be on Dancing with the Stars. That's a report I'm getting from California. He is Kenny Smyers. His daughter just got married out in California, and apparently Kenny and his wife Rita just rocked the world with their great dance steps. Hey, Kenny, welcome to the show, buddy, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I don't think I'll be on Dancing with the Stars anytime soon, or my wife either, but yeah, we did. We had a wedding, and it was so exciting. Our oldest daughter, Sabrina, got married, and we had to... We had certain intervals in the show there, and I would say a presentation more or less, not a show, but we opened up with the bride, the dance. So Rita and I went out there, and we had to do our little shuffle thing. So Rita was really clever. She went and got us some yacht, she got us a couple of coupons to go to the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. So we took three lessons, and I'll tell you, it saved my life, because then I got out there, I knew left, right, one, two, back, rocker step, forward. It was just, so we did have a time of our lives, and I was very, it's just an amazing event. I know you have a daughter that's just about Sabrina's age, so when you go through that marriage, I'll tell you, it makes you defines who you are, and you have to think, oh my gosh, you know, am I that old already? And she's that old, and it's the end of you give a daughter away, but get a whole family back. So it's just
I got to ask you, man, what was it like walking your daughter down the aisle?
Well, I tell you what, I didn't think I was going to cry, but I did. You just can't, you know, all these people look back at you and they're all just, you know, so happy for you. It's a joyful moment, and it's just a surge of emotions that you can't prepare yourself. Your brain throws all these chemicals down into your body, and it makes all kinds of weird things happen. But one of the first things that happens is you just can't stop crying. It's not like...
Well, you know, the weddings can be very, very beautiful. I know I've had four of them. They can be really great, so... And, but I think in Sabrina's case, your daughter's case, you know, I've met Brendan, and I think, boy, did she marry just a super, super nice guy. So I am very, very happy for her and very happy for you and Rita. And dude, man, I tell you what. So what was a father-daughter song? What did you guys dance to?
My Girl. Girl. And that was really cool because Sabrina's a very light-footed. She's an athlete. She's a dancer. So we really had a good time. And the DJ had the crowd intervene, you know, when you sing My Girl. So
My Girl. There you go, baby.
Yeah. And then I just want to say, I would say, let me give you the, here's my biggest challenge. Just the name of my daughter's husband is O'Mahony. And if you read it, it says O'Mahony, but actually you have to say it O'Mahony. So every time I'd say his name, I'd get corrected from his family. It was like, oh dear. So now my daughter's Sabrina O'Mahony. Mahony. So I got it there. How's that?
Buddy, I tell you what, you're rocking and rolling. Now that Control Trends is going international, I'm going to put you in charge of pronouncing all the hard to pronounce names. We'll talk a little bit more about that with the stuff we had going on this week. But Kenny, I tell you what, I know you probably got some more partying to go to and some more celebration. So man, I think on behalf of the Control Trends community, thanks a lot for taking some time to come to Control Talk Now. Really do appreciate it, buddy. So weekend ending October 5th. Kenny, let's get down to it. I know, you know, we had some good stuff happen this week, but let's start off with our sponsor this week.
Certainly, Eric. Our sponsor for the week ending October 5th is Siemens. And Siemens is Siemens is the world's single source leader of automation technology products, engineered and manufactured for all industrial sectors. Siemens' best-in-class automation technology products are designed to perfectly match all of your requirements and are enhanced by extensive training, service, support, and distribution. So, great company, great sponsors. Thank you, Siemens.
We're really true, Kenny, and they came on as a platinum sponsor this year. This is their first time being a platinum with us. They've supported the awards before, so we really appreciate them stepping up their game, so to speak. And I tell you what, Siemens has quite a few nominees on the nomination ballot for the 2014 Control Trends Awards. We might not get them all here, but Kenny, but I think we can go through and get some of them, because I think when we start out, we look at things like the VFD of the year. Siemens is very strong with their VFD solution of the year. They got some, I think, the energy saving solution. They have a product in that category. What else do they got, Kenny?
Well, yeah, they sure do. Eric, they filled the almost all the categories. The Siemens BT300 variable frequency drive, they really upped their game with the variable frequency drive. This new VFD is designed specifically for the HVAC market. It's specifically for fan control, fan motor control, and pump motor control. They also have the product, the QXA 2601 and 2602 condensation monitors, great for chill beams applications. They have the Siemens pressure independent control valve, you know, just an amazing product, one of a kind type of thing. They do it differently than you know, the other guys. They also have the Advantage TM Navigator. It's a strategic product that offers a number of energy analytics and takes the existing Siemens technologies to a new level by giving customers distinct business advantages, making their costs easier to predict, and delivering key insights to their total energy and operational performance of their buildings. The air velocity sensors, they've just come up.
They get the Siemens Gamma, which is a lighting control product that I'm not familiar with. I think that, Kenny, this is one of the really great things about the nomination process.
Yeah.
We're learning about a lot of new people and products just because people can write in nominees, and as they do, we add them to the ballot. So they get a lighting product solution, right? The Gamma.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, well, the one person that I was keyed in on here is Mr. Kevin Osborne. He's the BAU segment head of solutions. He is a leader in the global PM&D organization for building automation division of Siemens, and he's been nominated for executive of the year, Eric.
Well, how about that? That's fantastic. The Siemens Talon has been nominated for building automation control system of the year, as well as the Siemens Apogee system. And what else? Their software, the Designer CC's nominated. And they get best technical support, a gentleman by the name of
Brian Cruz.
Brian Cruz, yeah. So a lot of people we don't know, but Siemens, like you said, is a big company worldwide, and they're all over. So good luck to everybody at Siemens. And Kenny, sort of speaking of that, I mean, if you haven't taken the time to do your nomination ballots yet, it's right there on Control Trends. You can just click on it. We'll basically have you register. We promise not to share your information with anybody else. As a matter of fact, the only thing we will send you will be the ballot when the finalists are announced, and you will have the opportunity to vote for your finalists. So with that, Kenny, I tell you what, let's break it down. Let's get down to the week, big dog. What we have up
sure.
first?
Well, you know, I just wanted to finish up the Siemens thing, but they are a sponsor of the Open ADR Alliance, and they have a member on the board of directors. I'm out in California, Eric, like you said, and I appreciate your patience. We have gone through an incredible week, but California right now, it's 90 degrees. I'm down here in Carlsbad, and I'll tell you what, I can see why people come out here and never go back home. They never go back to Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, because this place is an amazing environment. The geography is incredible, the landscape and the scenery, but the Siemens is also very much a leader in this ADR, open ADR. So, okay. What goes first here today is...
well, I'll tell you what, while we're looking that up, I mean, you're out there in Jim Young country too, right? Doesn't Jim live in Carlsbad? Jim Young from RealCom Ibicon?
Oh, yeah. I'm about 5 miles from Jim Young's where he...
Yeah.
Well, in the RealCom office too. Back when those fires were hitting Carlsbad, Jim said that he could see the smoke in the sky, and it was he wasn't in peril or in jeopardy the way a lot of the houses were. But this California, one of the negative things is if they don't get enough rain, it's fire prone to the and these beautiful houses are there's nothing between the fire and them but brush, and when the wind blows, the fires, the sparks, and it catches again the next field. So even though it's a residential area or a commercial area, it still can catch on fire. It was something I had to see. So it's a very beautiful place, but they've got their challenges too. It's a paradise, but again, paradise with an asterisk, because they've got some issues.
Yeah, absolutely, Kenny. Well, I tell you what, it looks like the first post we had this week was our good friends from Norway. Kenny and I have talked a good bit about our experience at the Worldwide EZIO conference in Madrid, Spain, and all the great people we met there. And our first video, our first post of the week was from our friends from Norway, Hoist Energy, Tommy Hodgins, and Runar Soli. What cool guys. And of course, yeah, tell them a little bit about that.
Well, you put me in charge of names. I said this guy's name wrong so many times that I can now say it right. It's Hodgins.
Hodgins.
So okay. It's Tommy Hodgins and Runar Soli. Two really bright guys up there in the Scandinavian area, and but they're very, very talented. And of course, Runar, he reminded us that even though he's European, he got his master's degree from Washington State University, and he is just a very exciting guy. He has they have 600 buildings right now under monitoring. They're like, we talk about aggregation of information, and we use the cloud. Their company is able to take that aggregated information and show other agencies, utilities, and customers the magic, the power, and the why you need to take all this technology and apply it now, because it really makes a difference, and it really does, it happens. And so they used DG Logix for their energy displays and their dashboards, and they're very successful, and two really bright guys. And I'll tell you what happened with Tommy Hodgins. Just became the EZIO company. He's the distributor of EZIO up there now in Norway.
Well, super nice guy. And of course, Kenny, Anya Nielsen from Hoist also really helped us out at the conference. She is a photographer, a really cool lady. She drives a 72 Oldsmobile around Norway. So if you ever get to Norway and see a really cool, beautiful looking woman driving an Oldsmobile, it's probably Anya. She probably has a camera. She'll take a great picture of you. So Anya, thank you so much for all your help at the EZIO conference. So Kenny, great, great friends from Norway. And of course, we hope to see them again soon. What do we have up next, big dog?
All right, next up we have DG Lux 5 training at New Oakland headquarters. The training is October 22nd through the 24th. And DG Logix invites you and your customers to their enhanced DG Lux 5 training at the new headquarters in Oakland, California. The 3-day training course takes place in their new facility, and especially important now is the new lectures, new exercise, and new hands-on labs designed to provide a comprehensive understanding of the basic principles, the concepts and knowledge necessary to develop and support applications using DG Lux 5. In addition, this new training will allow users to walk away with functional application templates for their future use. One of the big problems there when people go to training is that they really get it during that training period. You know, there's just that very coherent, adhesive moment where you get the instructor and you get to play with the stuff, and you really think you got it, but you get back to home base, you know, and all of a sudden it gets very challenging to summon back all those, you know, the starting points and the application development points. But DG Lux is really working on that ability to take their product with you, and it works, and you don't forget how to do it. You don't forget how to use it. That's a very important aspect of training.
Well, they do a great job with the training, Kenny. And of course, big news with those guys. They just moved into a new facility. Got tickets to the Oakland A's game, apparently. I guess the stadium's near where they're at. And, of course, it looks like Oakland didn't make it to the playoffs, through the playoffs. But that should be a really, really, really cool cool training class. And to go out to that part of the world is pretty special.
It sure is. Well, speaking of playoffs, well, I sure was disappointed those Pittsburgh Pirates. Those Bombs got kicked right out of the playoff picture by the San Francisco Giants.
So it was just a one-game playoff for those guys, right?
Yeah.
And I guess Oakland must have lost, too, because they made it, too, but they must have lost in the one-game playoff as well.
Oh, well, I guess we'll get them next year, huh?
Yeah, well, let's hope.
Well, if we keep our team, I think the way I hear it, we got 3 or 4 of our best guys are getting chopped out now. So it's a business, you know. Hope we don't lose Neil Walker. He's from Pittsburgh, and we actually we know him personally through my wife's new husband, or through Brendan O'Mahony. He went to school with Neil Walker, and a hell of an athlete.
How about that? All right, Kenny Smyers, what do we have up next?
Next up, we have Control Trends Around the World, Australia. The ECIO World Conference in Madrid, Spain allowed Control Trends to connect with the very best of the smart people, smart professionals around the globe. In this video, we caught up with Chris Schneider. It's a great interview you did with Chris, where he describes what he and his team do at OpenBMCS. They've created a programming software tool that allows these savvy building automation integrators, a powerful alternative to the more expensive options available. And it's a great way to program and configure your EZIO controllers. And I think after watching that video time and time again in preparation for our show here is that he gives you the access. So if you really want to go behind the curtains and do your own programming, it's an open, BMCS is open so that you can, the guys that really want to get deeper into the programming are, they have it's an open program so they can do what they want to do. And two, if you just need the simple stuff, the OpenBMCS is ready to go. It's right out of the box, ready to use, web enabled. So it's a great tool.
Now, Chris is a great guy, very interesting character. His father was in the business integration building. Chris grew up in it. As you'll find out in the interview, he's a programmer at heart, so sort of struck out on his own. So really knows the stuff, Kenny. And I think he would qualify, Ken Sinclair would probably qualify him as one of our young superstars. He's a little bit on the younger side, but an example of some of the young, talented people that are coming into our industry and shaping it and changing it. And Chris will actually be at the AHR show and will be attending the 2014 Control Trends Award. And as a matter of fact, he is on the ballot as well as his product. So if you like what you see with Chris, do him a favor, click on the nomination ballot on Control Trends and vote for him. And if not for him, vote for your favorites, but vote. All right, Kenny.
All right, next, you got to tell us what you guys did down there at Stromquist University. You had live streaming of the training for your sales force for the Web's AX security. So,
Roger Rebenek, Lar Kevitt, and the whole Honeywell Web's AX security team was in town for the As Is show at the Georgia World Congress Center. And we did some certification training earlier last week. And this week, the man himself, Roger, the most exciting man in the controls industry, came into town. And on Thursday, Roger actually did some AX sales training, which was phenomenal. So we had a full house at Stromquist for individual integrators that came in for this. But we also streamed it live, and we've been really working on that. We've talked a lot about that. We really think that is going to be the next big trend to stream live. So we actually streamed this training live. We thought we really had our chops down with this. We had the sound was right. The video was gorgeous. And we've archived it, Kennedy. So we'll probably break this up to six 1-hour sessions. So if you missed it and you didn't get to see it, you can check it out a little bit later on, probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks on controltrends.org. And be sure to stay tuned. We will post these live streaming trainings as they go. It was interesting that I think the Honeywell folks were really, really amazed, Kenny, with the clarity of the video and the sound. And I think they're going to start looking more and more, as other manufacturers are, to Atlanta sort of being a launch point when they want to get a new product out, some training on it, or just a product announcement. They can come to Atlanta, stream live, and then people have the ability to ask questions via chat. So it's a great way to get the word out. And I think we're really dialed in. As you know, Kenny, we've completely remodeled our building. So we have a completely new building and it lends itself really, the training room lends itself very, very well for this sort of live streaming. So we were real happy with that.
Well, I'll say so, Eric, I give you credit because I think what you're doing here is you're a force in the industry. I love to be a part of it and Control Trends is a part of it, but I think you have taken leadership in probably what's going to be the next paradigm shift in training. The days of getting on a plane and going to somebody's training facility, I think it's going to become less and less in certain product lines. I mean, certain engineering things where you've got to go, it's like education with college. The best way to go is to meet the professors and meet the instructors, like we just talked about DG Logics. But a lot of stuff, if you can watch it live and then access it with your questions, because I came on your site and I reported in and I was watching it and we were playing around with questions. And I'll tell you what, it's the real thing. I mean, it's like you're right there. And the savings this represents in the industry and the impact, the efficacy is incredible.
I think you're absolutely right, Kenny. And it's interesting. Like we've got an interview we'll be posting next week. We actually, while we're at the EJO Worldwide Conference, we interviewed, I think it was 6 or 7 of the top, I mean, absolutely top engineers and integrators from India, which is a fascinating interview. And those guys were saying their biggest challenge is getting people trained. And it seems like this streaming would really work for them. And then, you know, the other great aspect of this is if you have something like this, even if you are going out and doing a training yourself, you can still, you know, cut out and have 35 minutes of Roger Rebenack explaining something, because nobody's going to explain it the way Roger does. And there are certain things that Lara Kevitt explains really, really well. So you can't go wrong with having Lara Kevitt. So having the opportunity to do the live stream, but then have it archived in such a way that you can then use bits and pieces of it to create a custom presentation, I think it's just going to make it so much easier for people to understand and learn the new technologies as they emerge.
It sure is, Eric. In fact, we already did a post on wearable technology where they had 3 program headings, and one of them was the archive. So that if you're out somewhere and you're trying to do this particular task, you can prepare yourself in advance. You can go through a checklist live, and you can also get the video instruction. And I think what you're doing here is you're actually starting the library that we'll see more and more of in HVAC. So let's just say you're at a job site and you're working on somebody's database, and you're going to merge some SQL databases between building A, B, and C. You had security access control and A, B, C, and I could put them all together. Well, you know, you go to the training, get certified, great. But all of a sudden, you know, 4 months later, 6 months later, you really and truly appreciate that opportunity to revisit all that training and that instruction. You've already paid for that instruction because you have to monetize this stuff. You can't give it away. I think the biggest resistance, Eric, we'll see in this sort of training is that people, they have to be compensated for that overhead, you know, to pay for that instructor or whatever. So I think you'll see a business convergence happen, but once that happens, and once you either pay for that particular course or pay for that service, you'll be able to access that 24/7 along with all your other service techs, and you're going to see a smarter world. You're going to see less duplicity. You'll have wearable technology, so you can actually, you know, you'll be wearing a watch now instead of a phone, because the phone's kind of, you can't put in your pocket anymore. We saw some interesting, I'm not in California here, Eric, and technology is probably a good year ahead of anywhere else. When you pull up to a red light and you see not one Tesla, but 3 Teslas. Ah, you know? It's incredible. They're just moving at a much higher cadence out here than we do in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'll say that. So it's just it's exciting to see this new technology come to the forefront and be a part of it. So congratulations on Stromquist.
Well, thank you, Kenny. I really, really appreciate that. And, you know, your buddy Dave Lorenzini that you caught up with, the Google Glasses guy. I mean, that's where I could really see it too. We saw and actually posted some demos of a guy troubleshooting a gas line, right? So he's got the Google Glasses on. He can, like you say, either look at the videos if he wants to through the glasses, see it right there on the screen. Or in his particular case, he was also had a camera so that the guy back at headquarters was watching what he was doing, was able to talk him through it. So I think you're absolutely right. I think
it escalated. Once he couldn't get past a certain point and he needed... He needed touch. He needed human assistance. It was a selectable item, and he got home, like you said, he got home-based support or factory support or technical support from the web squad or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to make it really interesting. I think it's going to make, we talk about attracting younger people into our industry, Kenny, which is a big trend we're tracking along with Ken Sinclair. And you start thinking about, with this technology, and especially the wearable technology like the glasses, how is that going to change the type of individual you need to go in and go out and troubleshoot systems, right? I mean, is it going to change it a lot? Is it going to make it easier for people to get in the business? One thing's for sure, they're going to have to be comfortable with things like wearable technology and doing things differently.
You're right, and it's just it's really good to see that we're not so far behind the power curve. I think we'll help keep the control trends community abreast of the developments, and when the time's right. What I saw is instead of the phone now, you know how you get your phone,
yeah.
And now you get The phone is going to be reduced to a wearable technology, so you don't have to worry about your pockets anymore, you know, and putting phones on your, you know, like 2-3 phones. The one wearable technology is going to replace your iPhone or your Samsung. It won't have the large screen, but it'll have that same formidability.
So you think it's been more like a watch as opposed to like glasses? Did you see a lot of watches out there in California, Kenny?
I saw these new watches. Yeah. They're really big out there. So that even though Apple dropped down to $100 a share, their technology is being sold through the roof. I mean, how could they lose money and increase their sales, Eric? Tell me that.
Tell me how the watches work, Kenny. I mean, I sort of don't get that. I mean, I know, like, I saw the Samsungs where you could, like I said, see who's calling you on the phone or whatever, but could you watch a video on it and stuff like that too? Or you know what they're doing?
I just know that we were at a wedding and a couple of guys had them, and yeah, they're kind of big squarish looking things, and they're yeah, always really they had these big white bands on them, you know, and it was as cool as can be, and it was their iPhone on their wrist.
Well, how cool is that?
See, because you can't drive and hold an iPhone, you know, and even though they've got nice little holders or whatever. So just think about it now. Imagine if you don't have to touch anything, and all you can talk to your, you know, a more accessible part of your body, like your hand, yeah, you know, and your hand's out in front of you and you're driving. So it's just, so the Google Glass is coming too, but so is this other forms of wearable technology.
So you and I both old enough to remember Dick Tracy, and he had his, you know, magic watch, right, with the radio and everything.
Remember?
So the Dick Tracy watch. Well, I'm still holding out for the Google Glasses, Kenny. I still hope we get those.
Well, I think they're coming. And, you know, I think there's just, there are some, what would you call them, headwinds or limiting factors. And I think generationally, we cannot ever transition back to wearing glasses and having the glasses be normal to our world. You know, we put glasses on and to try to use the left eye to watch a computer screen, you know, or data collecting or spilling out on a thing. It would probably be too distracting for our brains. I think you have to probably work on that, you know, at an early age. And as you become accustomed to it, it becomes routine.
Yeah.
You're just like the right the hemispheres of your brain, you know. I love when we hear stories about how guys are, you know, the real magicians are the ones that have the left brain right brain combination. You know, the technicians are left brain, the artists are right brain, but the real masters of the universe are the guys that have both, or the women that have both hemispheres, you know, at the same level. So I don't want to get too far off base here, but like I say, I didn't really play with one. I saw guys using their watch when we were like using our phones to look stuff up. They were using a watch.
How cool is that?
That's what I saw. So I mean, that's what I always saw, and it was like so routine. It was like, you know, what's the big deal? You know, when you and I went to the Niagara Summit, we saw our first Google Glass guy, the guy from Cochrane, you know, and it was an awfully, because it was the very first time I saw somebody wearing Google Glass and actually using them. And then we of course talked with Dave Lorenzini, and you know, he gave the glasses to you to wear and Ed Merwin to wear, and I looked at him, and that's my first experience with him. So I can't pretend like I'm an expert with it, but it's there and it's coming.
Yeah, it was one of Scott Cochran's guys who had those glasses on at the summit. Remember?
Yeah.
That was Scotty Cochran, man. I'm surprised Scott Cochran will probably have Google contacts, so, man, you know? Talking about Scott Cochran from Cochran Engineering out of Detroit, one of the guys that Kenny and I really, really like and admire a lot. So, all right, Kenny, well, listen, you sort of gave us all a big breather here with this US CERT thing about the Honeywell Niagara AX framework. Talk a bit about that, if you would.
Well, after a thorough review of Honeywell products, we want to reassure our customers that no versions of the Niagara AX framework software or any other Honeywell products are affected by the shell shock bug. And so on Thursday, September 25th, US CERT, and I'll get to what that stands for, published an alert, the TA-14-26-8A, regarding a critical vulnerability in the GNU Born Again Shell, or Bash, commonly referred to as the Common Command Line Shell, used in many of the Linux, Unix operating systems, and the Apple OS X. So, Eric, I'll tell you what, again, I came out here and there was a lot of things going on that I just, you know, they don't hit, we're not on the same, you know, wavelengths with news and releases of information. I think you're closer to Silicon Valley here. So everybody's high tech here, you know, a lot of the more technology information is on a day-to-day basis here, even on the news, you know, where we just don't follow it, and in the, where I'm from, in the East Coast. But basically the, let's make this another point too. Let me just stop real quick because I wanted to say something. Did you know that Office Depot got hacked and two other big stores, Target took the bash during the holidays for their point of sale computers getting hacked, right?
Yep.
Office Depot's entire database was hacked.
Holy smokes.
And it never made the news. So that shows you how powerful they are. But here, I was reading in some of the things, they were measuring the impact of the Office Depot hack. I mean, every one of the big stores, every one of the big corporations has been hacked, and we don't know about it. But listen, remember we were talking about the gentleman from, the security guy from Georgia, from...
Yeah, Fred Gordy, Mechanics.
Well, remember how Fred Gordy said you have to control the message and yes. You have to be prepared for your hack? Something tells me these people were prepared, and instead of going out and becoming, you know, just ordinary, you know, awful news that were going to cost you tremendous amounts of, you know, issues with your customers and the security of their data and the security of their private information, well, these people probably had a much better plan in enforce, and then so when it happened, it never got out to the major media channels the way Target's did. But
yeah, Fred Gordy, for sort of what Kenny's referring to, is Fred Gordy was on a panel at the Ibicon Realcom conference, and we've been tracking the internet security for a while with the building automation systems. Our friend Mark Petock is one of the leading authorities on it too, and Fred Gordy was basically saying, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And he was a big advocate of having knowing exactly what you're going to do when it happens, including, like you said, Kenny, having a message, controlling the message that gets out to the public. And like you said, the fact that Office Depot got hacked and we didn't hear anything about it. And
you know, it wasn't Office Depot. It was Home Depot.
Home Depot.
It was Home Depot hacked after months of security warnings. Okay?
Wow.
We're talking a retailer with 2,266 stores, $79 billion in annual revenue, buying software to protect hackers. Should be a good idea, but they got hacked. And now they're just trying to guesstimate. Home Depot confirmed a breach on September 8th, almost a week after credit card data linked to its customers went up for sale on the black market.
Wow.
On the website called RESCATOR.CC. The hack put as many as 56 million cars at risk. More than 40 million people were affected by this breach. I'm sorry, I have to read that whole sentence because the hack put more than 56 million cars at risk, and this was more than the 40 million cars affected by Target's hack last year. So how do we like fall over the Target story every day and the Home Depot story? Did you hear about it?
No, this is the first I've heard about it.
I know. So I'm just saying, but here it was in the news every day we're going on. So it just shows you that where you live in the world, and if you're not really digging into something, you may not be aware of something going on that you should be aware of what's going on. So here's another gigantic retailer got hacked and affected 56 million of their customer. And wow. And then apparently they disregarded the recommendations from some very, very high ranking cybersecurity experts.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, I tell you what, we will stay on top of that. As a matter of fact, I talked to Fred a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be coming back on. He wants to come on Control Trends, so we'll look forward to getting Fred on. And, of course, Mark Petock is right in the heart of all this from Linkspring. So we'll talk some more cybersecurity with Mark Petock as well. But very good stuff, Kenny, very good stuff. And that sort of leads us to our good friend Ken Sinclair and his October released. Tell us a little bit about Ken's October issue, automatedbuildings.com.
Gladly, Art. Ken St. Clair publishes a monthly e-zine, where he is always looking for the theme that kind of captures all of his articles that in the submissions for that particular month. And he was struggling in October to come up with one or for the October issue. And then all of a sudden, there was a knock at his door and a delivery of a very large book called The Automated Diagnostics and Analytics for Buildings textbook arrived that a couple of his colleagues wrote, and we now have a new HVAC textbook available that's got a tremendous amount of information. It's 600 and some pages long, and that became the title theme for the October issue. So we have a direct link in there for our Control Trends community. And this book has just got, you know, I mean, you wouldn't believe what all's in here. It is the most up-to-date tome, you know, and basically an opus magnus for our industry. Anything you can imagine to do with automated buildings, smart buildings, connected buildings, autonomous systems, connected systems, cloud diagnostics, it's all in this textbook, and I'm sure it's going to be a big seller. And it goes just through every dimension of a building down to the predictive maintenance. It's just a great book, and that book impressed Ken, and it became the title for his October e-zine release.
It's really good stuff, and I tell you, we'll hopefully get Ken on next week to talk more about the October issue, but be sure to check that out at automatedbuildings.com. Our good friend Mark Petock has two articles in there, one, the State of the Union on Intelligent Buildings, and the other one being October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, so great post there from Mark. And our friend Mike Welch, How to Avoid Stranded Investments, as well as much more. So good stuff there. And Kenny, let's see if we can get Mark Petock on next week. All right, buddy, what do we have up next?
Well, Eric, before we go to the last post for the week, the thing that the textbook really amazed me about was we know people that wrote much of the critical dialogue in there. We know Daryl Smith from Microsoft. He has a very important segment in that book. We know Jim Snopley, the smart buildings expert, and he has a great post in there. We know about the Sky Foundry.
John Petsy.
Mr. John Petsy, but these are like, it's just so good to know that we're right in the middle of all the thick and thin. The Control Trends community is getting enriched by a lot of the current themes or whatever that now are becoming the major structural areas of importance. When you're involved in smart buildings, these are the reference points. Daryl Smith's commentary is important. John Petsy's commentary is important. And, you know, and we meet these guys and we've interviewed them. So that puts Control Trends right there too.
Well, very, very cool, Kenny. Yeah, good stuff. And we really appreciate our friendship and collaboration with Ken Sinclair, as well as the rest of the folks that we've gotten to meet, had the privilege to meet and work with through Control Trends and through DMS Controls and Stromquist & Company.
Sure did, Eric. And we're going to get that book, and that might be something we help to distribute to the other members of the HVAC and Control Trends community, because it's going to probably replace that the gray manual. You know, that hasn't been updated for, I don't know, 25, 30 years. And we've been looking as an industry for another manual to basically take as a textbook to bring other people on board in our industry and guide young integrators with a very, you know, thematic content, you know, with a textbook, because yeah. What better thing could you have to look at when you're trying to figure out things? And reference manuals and technical and engineering manuals are what you start with.
Well, and the gray manual you're referring to, for our listeners who might not know, Honeywell put this out years ago when I first got in the business. I mean, and probably still is very relevant, Kenny. This one sure. That just came out probably would replace it. But to your point, you have a great reference book like the Honeywell Gray textbook on controls, and that's what everybody, you and I, came up with, learned yeah, with, and had, and I still have a copy of that.
Oh, I sure do. I have it. Me too. And you know, it was $110, but back when the marketing funds used to collect that, anytime we had a training for engineers, we made sure that their libraries had one of these books in there, because anytime you had to talk about valves and heat, anything you can think of in a building regarding media, whether it's steam, water, and HVAC for the VAVs, what a VAV was, it had a beautiful section, but it's kind of long in the tooth, and it needed to be updated because it did not have anything to do with integration and diagnostics and stuff like that. Or it did, it was probably the old school stuff. So it's a great catch-up manual for the new tech schools out there, or the tech schools out there that are bringing on new students in building automation. So it really updates that building automation aspect.
Yeah, it sure does, Kenny. Sure does. Well, listen, buddy, I know you got a party to get to, so let's wrap this puppy up. What do you say? Let's talk about our last post.
Well, I'll tell you what, we could talk about this for a long, long time. We're talking about Miss Laura Cavett from Honeywell. She's the National Accounts Manager. She is a guru in many, many, many different fields. And you have to watch this video to see where she got her origins. She was a modem expert, and she's a communication expert. And she's taken that expertise and parlayed it into the world of controls and building automation. And I can tell you that Laura has bailed us out of many, many boiling hot water problems involving integration, involving security, the web security. She actually founded or started the Web's AX Web Squad, and has now moved on to a higher position. And she's up for many of the Control Trends Awards, PID.
Best technical support.
Best technical support. Yeah. So she joins a host of you know, very recognized people in the industry, and she's a great person. Very skilled and very knowledgeable. And tell us about your experience recently in Atlanta.
Well, Laura came to town for the As Is show with Roger Rebenack and the rest of the team. And I got to tell you, Ken, it's the first time I got to spend a lot of time around her. What an amazing, amazing person Laura is. Super nice, super humble, but super, super knowledgeable. And the one thing that just impresses me about Laura, as well as the rest of the folks at that particular Honeywell team, the Web Squad, is just how much they care. And they work so hard. I think it's a testament to Laura that out of her Web Squad, if you look at best technical support from a large manufacturer, you have Stephen Haynes, who's involved in that. You have Michael, you have Lou Jones, you have
Michael Hines.
Michael Hines, Lou Jones, John Hutchie, all those people, and of course Roger Rebenack, all those people that were sort of circled around Laura and what she was up to. So all those are just phenomenal people. So I can't say enough nice about Laura, other than I would encourage you to, if you haven't voted yet, go to the nominations. And if you're so inclined after seeing the video, Laura definitely deserves your vote. I mean, there's so many deserving people, but you know, Laura is just such a pro, Kenny.
I agree. I'll tell you what, you know, I think she's 32 years in the industry. You know, she worked in the branches. Think about it, I've been on job sites or projects with Laura, and we were just, you know, ripping our hair out of our heads trying to figure out what was wrong and why something didn't work. And we huddled around, had lunch, and she thought for a second. She came up with a solution. We went back to the project, and bingo. So, again, she really understands it. She can do it all. She's one of those, we're talking about the left brain, right brain people. She's got that same thing, because she also does a lot of presentations. She I've been with Laura when we did presentations on the C-level presentation, and it went over major projects. So, yep, just can go on forever with us. But good luck to Laura and the Control Trends Awards voting. And no matter what, she's earned her stripes every way possible.
Yeah, she sure has, Kenny. So I tell you what, buddy, I know you got family waiting for you. Thank you so much for taking some time to do this. And congratulations again, buddy. That is the man, the myth, the legend, whose little baby girl, Sabrina Marie Smyers, has now gotten married. Ken Smyers walked her down the aisle, gave his oldest daughter away. So, Kenny, congratulations. Buddy, go have a good time. I'm Eric Stromquist. You've been listening to Control Talk Now, your Smart Buildings podcast. We'll see you next week on controltrends.org and on Control Talk Now. So have a great week and stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers.
Than the birds in the trees.